because of this lovely attachment. Let go wrong understanding.
I think sometimes the attachment itself brings the harm, I mean, like strong attachment, like broken heart or something that's very painful. Mm-hmm. The memories and everything, and sometimes it's not easy. And so you mean just...
But actually, what is not easy? You have no attachment.
No, there is, but it's strong attachment, like to a particular person.
Because of a little attachment in a day, it compiled up strong attachment. If there is no a little one, there will not be a big one.
Okay. But maybe we should start with the big one.
Because you didn't pay manasikara to
the little one.
So what about the little lobas now building?
Yeah.
So you're saying you want to just forget about the little one, just pay attention to the big one. But she's saying, what about now paying attention to the little ones, seeing the harm or the danger of the little ones?
But it's just each loba condition dosa afterwards. Each loba condition dosa.
Yeah, but that's the condition for loba to arise because of ignorance.
Yeah.
That's why only panya can eradicate all defilements, because it can eradicate ignorance.
Talk about, like as Lucas was talking about, broken heart or lot of sadness, we think it's because of something to do with the other person, but really it's just for one's own feelings that one is so attached and feels so sad when they're not as we'd like them.
It reminds me of...
Whom do you love most? See, come back to the truth. Whom do you love most?
But,
The answer?
Yeah, but what I mean is,
Is it the other person or yourself?
Yeah, I know, it's myself, but... It still doesn't help, but there is still a lot of concern about thinking about other person, you know. And
so it's wrong thinking?
Yeah, it is.
From ignorance.
But is it still better to have less wrong? The loba with it, then the loba. Wrong practice. Wrong
if one thinks that really when one's broken hearted that the problem has anything to do with the other person, then it's wrong view, because it's just all about one's own attachment to one's own feelings.
And what is the most dangerous reality?
Reality. Ignorance.
See, just that. So at any time there is painful feeling because of ignorance. So the medicine is one wrong, right understanding.
But in some moments when there is a lot of thinking concept about others and a lot of mental pain and a lot of stories or jealousy or anything, it comes.
What about previous life?
Maybe more, but it's...
no meaning now. So time passed, and then this is no meaning. No meaning. Just for a while.
Craving for calm.
Yeah, craving for calm.
Craving for more pleasant feeling.
let time pass and you know that there can be greater attachment than this. Wait and see.
Oh.
This is very little.
This is very ordinary attachment, and still it's bringing desperation. When it's a big one.
And when one knows its moral benefit, panya is, so the mind turns towards panya rather than thinking over it again, the painful feeling.
Ajahn, I think in the suttas there is a story about Sumana Anagarika Dote. She was anagami or something like that, and she died because of broken heart.
Yeah.
So even they don't have wrong understanding, they can still...
Good example? Is it good example?
It's wonderful.
Attachment.
The example of the danger of ignorance.
This.
An attachment. Panya can follow any moment and understand whatever appears when it's developed. No one can do anything at all. When it's time for lopa to arise, it has to arise. But then it's gone. And other things much more precious, valuable than attachment or object of attachment. Because in reality, the object of attachment is just rupa, right? Or namasya?
Both.
Both. But usually rupa, right?
Attachment to what's seen, what's heard, what's touched. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you mean the
We think it's the other person, but what is it? It's really just the visible object and the sound. And the
so, taste. In reality, you are attached to Mahabhuta Rupa.
Only this.
Yeah. And the derived Rupa, that's all. Just attached to Mahabhuta Rupa and spaces in between. That's why no matter what happens, develop right understanding. So whatever happens, right understanding can understand. Otherwise, it will not.
Whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
It's good.
So true. You see that when there is something happen and there is no right understanding, it's something worse. And when even the same thing arises with and there is right understanding, it is much better. So the difference is between ignorance and right understanding. One is not safe as long as there is a kusala. One is not safe. But kusala save one all the time from a kusala.
Exactly. Protection.
The only real protection.
This footstep of elephant.
But this doesn't mean, does it, Ajahn, that if one has some serious problem, even though we know in the end the only safeguard is development of understanding, but it doesn't mean you don't go to a doctor or you don't get other help at the same time, whatever the need. It's like if you have a cold, you take medicine for the cough, you get
or develop understanding.
Both. Develop understanding while taking the medicine for the cold.
So what about addictions like smoking? I'm a smoker.
Yeah.
And even worse, like drinking. And
exactly the same, depending on panya.
I knew it.
That's nice to hear, Ajahn.
Maybe Ajahn can say more about that.
talking about, right?
About what?
Addictions.
Well, this addiction is addiction. Lopa.
Lopa.
To any object.
A couple of weeks ago in Bangkok, I asked Ajahn a question relating to addictions. I said, if someone comes to her and has serious problem, such as a serious addiction, will she just talk about Dharma, or will she also recommend the person go and see a doctor or get professional help? And she said it just depends on each individual case whether just Dharma is enough or whether that person needs to get professional help, because you know she's not good. She'll tell someone go to see a psychiatrist or something, because she's not a doctor or psychiatrist.
Right.
So it depends on the case. So it doesn't mean if you, even though we know that in the long run the only thing, the only real medicine is the Dharma, but it doesn't mean that if you have a serious problem you don't go and get the assistance.
Something same with something like depression.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So.
Very nice.
In reality, you cling to the others more than you cling to your eyes, or less. Yeah.
I'm always thinking that I cling more to the idea of others.
But actually, you cling to even your eyes more.
My eyes.
And your ears, and your everything more. But since it's not lost, so you think you cling to other things more.
I had an interesting experience last summer. I had not been well, and I learned that, but I had been avoiding taking a medicine. I mean, I was all stiff and achy and tired, and the doctor suggested I take prednisone, which is a steroid, a very strong one, and I didn't want to take it. So I didn't take it. And then they diagnosed something else. It has to do with the temporal arteries, and if it was not treated with prednisone, it could lead to blindness. Sudden blindness. I wanted to be able to see, so I very quickly took the prednisone.
So sometimes you need to have the medication.
Yeah, yeah.
So the point is that whether you're taking that medication or not, or why you're taking it, there's still realities. It can still
be understanding
any time.
Right.
But if you think, oh, because understanding is the only real cure, therefore I don't need to take the prednisone or the medicine, this is actually wrong understanding. It's like thinking you don't need to eat because the only thing that's important is understanding.
Right.
It's wrong understanding.
But even that is conditioned.
Even that's conditioned. Even that, there can be understanding. But still that idea is a kind of wrong view that understanding means no need to.
Yes, but the view that I don't need to go to the doctor because it is
conditioned, or because the only medicine that matters is understanding.
My point was, we are very attached to seeing. And it was shocking.
If we think we're about to lose our
sight,
we're going to be a lot more scared than if it's someone else who's going to lose their
sight.
And one can see that just being attached to oneself is not enough.
No.
One has to have more.
It's actually the source of the problem.
Wanting more, fire, danger. What about metta? Much better than clinging. it doesn't hurt at all. At moment of having metta, to be friendly, real friend, true friend, just ready to help at any time, even help that person to be good person, to be tolerant, endure. Don't mind about the speech and words and situation, just to help that person to be good and to have right understanding. Much better than attachment. And you see that there cannot be less attachment to the person close to you, like parents, husband and wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend, or just friend. But it's different from moment of having kusala. Much better. Because at moment of thinking of attachment to someone, you want something from that person in return. Even just to go together, to do something together, see? Learning together, something like that. Even then, and something much more than that.
And that's conditioned by love.
It's attachment. It's attachment, no. Yeah. Ignorance comes from ignorance. Yes. So at moment of metta, it's quite different. Okay, you can still have attachment to that person, but you have metta too. Not only all attachment, but metta turn from attachment little by little to be metta little by little. And you can see that you will not be sorry from anything that person done to you or to anyone because of metta. Metta cannot condition dosa.
No expectations.
The problem is the metta doesn't arise so often. And
so it has to. So one needs to hear and consider more about it, and it has to develop.
Mm-hmm. Metta is with panya, right?
Metta is not panya. Metta can arise without panya. But the more there is panya, metta grows.
Because if one doesn't hear about metta, and if metta doesn't develop and grow, then it's just more and more attachment.
And there is also attachment to metta. Mm.
Yes.
It can follow also.
Mm-hmm. Anything. So are you feeling very grief-struck and disturbed today?
No.
So it all passes?
No, I mean it's...
It all passes?
Yeah, it may come also tomorrow, grief or everything.
Yeah.
But I mean, I appreciate to listen to Dhamma sometimes. Mm-hmm. Dhamma is...
So at the time when one's so unhappy, you think it's lasting, but actually it never lasts. So it's just thinking and unhappy feeling, and then it's gone, and then there's happy feeling, and changing all the time.
Who was your dear one in last life?
See? Forgotten? Yeah.
No more. When life changes. So there are still more dear ones
to come.
But there's still a lot of thinking about others, what the person is doing now and everything, you know. Thinking of others.
Akusala or akusala chitta.
I mean akusala chitta, yeah. I mean in the case of falling in love or something like this. When there is a separation from the loved one, there is always a grief, and it's the patirasampada.
But you know, have you seen many parents who lived for some time, and thinking about before that and after that?
Yeah, I know that.
See?
But it's still so hard to get that when you are in the middle of battle, you know?
Yeah, that's why Satipatthana is there.
Yeah.
Usually the Thai who are interested in the Buddha's teaching have heard about Satipatthana. So, quick, just from the very beginning, Satipatthana, no use at all to use that word without understanding. But the understanding of reality, because you see that, okay, this dear one is only in this life. But not only one. There will be more later, for sure. Is it possible? So just forget that. Just forget that. No use.
It's bound to be forgotten at some
point. It's gone completely. Yeah. The new one is coming.
No shortage of objects.
You go, oh my God, can I do this again?
Very fascinated again. Again and again and again and again, nonstop, until Panya grows. So it will be repeated like this from life to life. You know, Kun Sarah, Visakha yes. Once was Ananda's wife.
Ah, oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
No relationship in this wife.
Oh,
at all. Oh, okay.
Different ones immediately, all the time. As soon as one dies and one is born, one cannot be the same. One is the other, instantly. Keep on being the other person, other person, other person. And your dear one also, another person, another dog, another cat, another bird. We don't know. But you see that King of Heaven has four wives of more. I think four. Sakka. And one of his wife was born bird, what do you call it, egret? I don't know what kind of bird. Which eats the fish. And he would like her to keep Sila because of the relationship as husband and wife and have good wishes. So he came and told her to observe five precepts. So if you have such relationship with strong attachment to just this particular one, maybe in other wives, she would be another person, but the feeling can continue. It depends on time. But thinking about Ananda and Visakha, no more, see? So it depends. It doesn't mean that you have to keep this stage of feeling all the time. Feeling changes too.
A sutta about Nangutra about how the more one clings to one's own femininity or masculinity, the more one clings to the femininity or masculinity in the others. So again, it comes back to the clinging to one's own feelings.